We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school girls wrestling. The girls wrestling state tournament coming up this week. And we'll have reports on KSOM and live play-by-play coverage on both days, Thursday and Friday. And joining us now is the head coach for SWAT, Tyler South, here on KSOM. And Tyler, you're sending four kids to the state with Jazz Christensen, Destiny Fry, Bailey Lillard, and Ellen Gerlach. How are you feeling about these four as they head to Coralville?
I'm feeling pretty good. Christensen and Gerlach, they're both seniors. This will be their third trip to the state tournament. They fell short last year and didn't get on the podium, but they've had their sights set this year. They really want to be up there and be place winners at the state tournament this year, for their last chance as high school students. Fry and Lillard, they're both sophomores, and both of them had just really wrestled hard this year. They both really want to be at the state tournament, and I know they both would like to be on the podium as well.
Well, I mean, what do you see? Is there any difficult path for any one of them? I mean, I guess we'd go one by one. Jazz Christensen at 100, what has worked for her all year long, and what do you see as her keys as she goes through her bracket?
She's just wrestled aggressive this year. She's just keeping that goal of state place winner on her mind. She's just really been wrestling hard. She's had some tough matches this year. She didn't let it deter too bad, the losses that she's had to take, but instead it was more like fuel. And she just buckles down every day in the practice room. She doesn't back down out on the mat. She wrestles her match consistently each and every time.
And she's the seventh seed. Destiny Fry, yep, at 120. What have you seen from Destiny? I mean, this is a big opportunity for her as a sophomore. She has 32 wins, but she's got a tough first round match.
Yeah, her first round's going to be a tough one. It'll be a good match. Destiny has just really been wrestling hard this year. She's another one that constant motion, really come on as a really good chain wrestler, just move after move, and constantly looking for ways to escape, ways to get the takedown, and always working for the back points.
Now, 145, Bailey Lillard is 27-4, another sophomore for you. She's the seven seed there. So, you know, what do you see from her? What has worked for her this year and her prospects?
She went through a spell, had some illness after the first of the year. She didn't get any competition in for a couple weeks, and she came out at regionals and she just wrestled like she was on a mission. The whole season, you could tell she's got a goal in mind and she just hasn't backed down. She's one that'll go 110% the whole way through the match and constantly looking for her opponent to make a mistake and just capitalize on it and use it to her advantage.
And then Ellen Gerlach is the sixth seed at 190, a 26-5 record. And she'll go up against a wrestler from Eddyville in the first match there. What do you see from Ellen? Again, her last chance. And obviously she wants to get on that medal stand.
Yep. Ellen's another one. She's a really tough competitor. She's strong. She's mentally tough as well. She doesn't let a whole lot rattle her out on the mat. And she also looks for those mistakes. If her competitor makes a mistake, she's going to capitalize on it and she's going to make them punish for it. She's had a lot of girls this year. She's come from behind and they slipped up just a little bit and she used it to her advantage and put them on their back and won the match that way.
And so all four of you wrestlers are kind of seated in the same spot where, you know, you're kind of on the bubble for being a medal, which means they have to go out there and earn it. You know, some of them will be favored in the first round. Others will not. It's not going to be an easy path for any one of them, I wouldn't imagine. So what's the message to them on how to approach it?
We've been doing the same thing this week as well. We just tell them, it's a new slate. Go out there thinking that both you and the competitor are 0-0 and wrestle your match. Go out and be competitive and wrestle hard, wrestle tough.
And just what is it just like, how can you put into words just the opportunity for these girls to go and compete at this Girl State Wrestling Tournament, which is still young, but, you know, in terms of the tournament itself, but still exciting nevertheless.
Yeah. All four of them are super excited to be going over to Coralville and competing at the state tournament. They all know that this is still pretty new, something pretty young yet. And they all know that they're kind of making history right now for the sport of girls wrestling in Iowa. And they're just soaking up the opportunity. All four of them want to be on the medal stand. They all know it's going to be tough. They're in the top 16 in the state at their weights and 1A, and they know that the best in the state are going to be there. So they've really been focused and buckled down on wrestling their match. And they know that these are girls that they haven't seen before. They haven't wrestled. They've just been focused and just worrying about how to control the match in their favor.
Well, we'll have live coverage of all your SWAT wrestlers and all the local area kids competing in Coralville at the Extreme Arena on the two-day tournament, with hopefully many getting to the medal stand. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck to your SWAT wrestlers at state. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
Tyler South, head coach for SWAT Girls Wrestling, with us here on KSOM.